From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Governors of North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland have declared states of emergency as Hurricane Earl strengthens to a Category 4 storm again. National Hurricane Center forecaster Todd Kimberlain says the storm may lose a little of its punch, but not much.
There should be some sort of gradual weakening that begins, not right away, but maybe later in the day as it approaches the Carolina coast.
Kimberlain says the center of Earl should approach the Outer Banks by late today and pass near or offshore the Delmarva Peninsula tomorrow. Preparations for Hurricane Earl are underway on eastern Long Island in New York, where winemakers are rushing to spray protective sulfur on grapevines. Charles Lane from member station WSHU says mildew from excessive rains could threaten crops.
This year, Long Island is expected to have the best grape harvest ever in its 40-year history, which has vineyard owner Christian Bays hoping Earl stays on its current projected path, 100 miles southeast of Long Island. If the storm turns inland, then Bays has a bigger problem. Ocean water will be picked up by the storm and thrown back as rain.
Salt water looks like rain, feels like rain, until it hits all the green foliage. And within 6 hours after the storm's over, the trees are brown and the vines are brown because of the salt scald.
The National Weather Service expects Earl to stay out to sea, churning past Long Island, but forecasters say it could change its track and move closer to land, possibly over Cape Cod. For NPR News, I'm Charles Lane in Southold, Long Island.
Leaders of the Palestinians and Israel are to meet face-to-face for talks today in Washington. They've already met with President Obama, who's pushing a two-state plan. He says building confidence for peace will be a painstaking process of diplomacy and building trust.
There's a reason that the two-state solution has eluded previous generations. This is extraordinarily complex and extraordinarily difficult. But we know that the status quo is unsustainable.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, and the leaders of Jordan and Egypt were all guests at a White House dinner last night. Police shot dead a gunman who hated the programming on Discovery Channel. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports the man took three hostages at the company's headquarters outside Washington.
Investigators say James Lee particularly hated the show Kate Plus Eight because it promotes population growth. He also hated the company's environmental programming, believing it was useless. Montgomery County Police Chief Thomas Manger says Lee was recently charged with disorderly conduct during a protest that he organized.
He's had a history with Discovery, of conflict with Discovery.
The hostages were not harmed. An investigation continues. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Stock prices are up in Asia today. This is NPR News. One of the worst typhoons in years is causing misery in South Korea. At least three people are dead. Street lights and scaffolding are down. Power is out to tens of thousands of homes, and airlines are canceling flights. Officials say it is the fiercest typhoon in 15 years. It's heavily damaged a soccer stadium west of Seoul. Forecasters say more than 3 inches of rain may have fallen by the end of the day tomorrow. Criminal investigators with the FBI and the Food and Drug Administration are investigating Iowa farms that produced salmonella-contaminated eggs. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports on the broadening investigation.
FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg confirmed reports that investigators had been seen at the Iowa operations of Wright County Egg and Hillendale Farms.
I'm obviously not at liberty to discuss details of an ongoing investigation, but we take this very seriously, and we are pursuing it with our partners in law enforcement.
The facilities are at the center of a recall of more than 500 million eggs because of concerns they were infected with salmonella. Hamburg says the FDA is also inspecting other egg farms around the country to make sure they're following a new safety rule and to prevent another serious outbreak of disease. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Engineers plan to delicately remove a cap on the blown-out Gulf of Mexico oil well today. They say they don't expect the BP well to start gushing again, but there's no guarantee. The removal of the cap is a step in raising a failed blowout preventer to the surface for investigators who want to know why it failed. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.